Hello, and welcome to the Lund University International Podcast. On the show, you'll hear from current students, alumni, teachers, and many more special guests as we explore what it's really like to live and study at Lund University. My name is Tim Parker, and I'm an International Communications Officer here at External Relations. Welcome into the studio where today we have a very special episode. We're talking about Sustainability Week here in Lund. And joining me, we have two experts to talk about Sustainability Week. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting us. I'm Stina Lundqvist. I work as a project manager at Lund University Sustainability Forum, and I coordinate this Sustainability Week.
My name is Johanna Weiterkamp. I'm a student here at Lund University studying sustainability science. And besides my studies, I also work at the Sustainability Forum and work together with Stine and especially with the student-led events during the Sustainability Week.
Perfect. So we have the staff perspective and the student perspective. And I have to say, before we get started, it sounds like you have a dream job, both of you, organizing this.
It's very fun.
Nice. All right, so what is Sustainability Week at Lund University?
The Sustainability Week is an annual event. It's organized by the university, but in collaboration with Lund Municipality. And it's 6 days with just a lot of events focusing on sustainability from different angles. All the events at the Sustainability Week are organized by employees and students at the university and the municipality, and is everything from lectures, different type of workshops, panel debates, exhibitions, concerts, guided tours. It's everything. So it's very exciting.
Wow.
And importantly, it's all the events are free and open for everyone to join.
Okay, so students and members of the public.
Exactly.
Wow, that sounds like a dream event.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different events, as Stina already mentioned. There are activities including spinning and yoga. There are concerts, there are exhibitions in the libraries. A lot of the libraries are participating in an exhibition. There are different workshops on plant cutting swabs or eco-friendly cleaning products. And then there's a lot of interesting panel discussions, I think. For example, we have some also student-led events on climate psychology. There we have some students that organize an event through their department and the student union. Then we also, which I think is really interesting, is an event several events on the EU election that is coming up in May, and its implications for environmental policy, which I think is really interesting. So there's a multitude of different interesting events, and it's a lot of different kinds of events to sum up.
It sounds really comprehensive. I've noted down here there's over 70 events, which we can get into in a moment, but that's really, really comprehensive. But Stina, you mentioned that Lund University collaborates with Lund Municipality on Sustainability Week. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah. So when the Sustainability Week started 8 years ago, it started as a joint project between the university and the municipality to kind of highlight what's going on in Lund as a city, because the university is a big part of the city of Lund. So the reason why they start to collaborate is to kind of highlight what's going on in the city. But practically speaking, it's me who works from the university side together with a colleague at the municipality. And we kind of coordinate the whole week. We plan the program and the marketing and everything. And then my colleague Erika at the municipality, she supports the employees at the municipality who organizes the event. I support the employees at the university, and Johanna, she supports the student organizations. So that's like how the whole collaboration works.
Fantastic. That sounds really collaborative. So you must have quite a lot of contacts right now, I can imagine.
Yes.
Nice. And as we mentioned, there's over 70 events, as you said, including lectures, seminars, workshops, guided tours, yoga sessions, everything you could dream of. There's quite a lot of events. Are there any specific ones which you would like to highlight? Or if it's possible, even to provide a little bit more of an overview of what's happening?
I already mentioned this eco-friendly cleaning products workshop, which I think is really interesting. That's also student-led by some student and a student organization. So I think that's really interesting for students, how you can produce your own cleaning products that are maybe a little bit more environmental friendly than common things you buy in the supermarket. And then I think the different events that are connected to the EU elections for me are really interesting. That's my personal interest, but I think environmental policy overall is interesting, and I think it's great that to have several events during this week that also that revolve around the EU election, and that also include youth and young people in how they what the EU election can mean for them and how they can influence the EU and the election overall. And the climate psychology also is a topic that we have several times during the week in different events. And that's, I don't know too much about it yet. So I'm really looking forward to these events as well. Some of them are also student-led. So I'm really, really curious about these events and learn more about climate psychology. There's also walking tour connected to climate psychology. So that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Nice. So for anyone out there who's experiencing any kind of climate anxiety, they might want to attend that event.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
There is one breakfast seminar series that I think will be very interesting. It's called Four Climate Solutions. And, you know, the solutions that we talk about, like, oh, this is the big solution that will kind of fix the climate crisis, you know, and each one is better than the other one. But in this seminar series, they will kind of deep dive into one topic each morning. So it's wetlands, carbon capture, electrification within like industrial production, and also degrowth. And all on all these events, there are experts, researchers, take the good and the bad from these ones and, you know, just give you an overview of what these topics include.
Fantastic. So it sounds like you can really also go there to get inspiration for future research, for future studies.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I'm just scrolling through here. There really is a comprehensive range, as you mentioned, Johanna. Yoga for climate anxiety and building inner resilience to tackle sustainability challenges. Do It Yourself, a workshop on the secrets of sourdough bread. Actually, I think I might attend that one myself. Big Spinnovation, Inspiration and Spinning with LU Innovation. Mm-hmm. Roundtable discussion on Brunsok as a sustainable innovation platform. How do people unnotice pollution? The social and environmental history of the pulp industry, a workshop. Eco-friendly cleaning, a workshop to reduce our environmental impact. A really, really extensive range of projects.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm thinking from the perspective of international students, how many of these are events in English and how many are in Swedish?
40% in English.
Yeah.
I think.
I would say roughly the same.
Yeah. Because, of course, there's a lot of international research going on at the university. And also education. Johanna's program, for example, that's in English, right?
Yep.
So that kind of mirrors the program as well. There's a lot in English.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really good for our international students and for all our future international students that are listening and or who maybe have been admitted and can join next year. And I'm also wondering from the perspective of current students, how is it possible for someone to host an event?
Yeah, so as I already mentioned, we have some events actually that are hosted by students or organized by students. So usually in the beginning of the year, we have a call for interest where students through this student organizations, unions or nations can contact us and tell us their first idea, what topic they're interested in and what kind of event they want to host, a workshop, a seminar, whatever they think about. And then we we plan from there on, help them to organize the event. Sometimes we help out with a venue, for example, or so we definitely get interesting events there. And then we also sometimes have students that organize events through their departments. Okay. Depending on what department their program belongs to. So it's definitely possible for students to organize an event, and it's really fun to see how students organize themselves and see their interesting ideas and see how they can contribute to this this week that is actually happening throughout the whole of Lund. And it's exciting to see how the events turn out from the students, actually.
Absolutely. It sounds like
it's a good contribution, I think.
For sure. Like, there's possibilities for students to be involved if they're enthusiastic and engaged.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can also see that there are a lot of the student-led events where they invite researchers to participate in panel discussions and so on. So you can also see that type of collaboration. So that's an opportunity. During the Sustainability Week, if you organize an event, that's like a good way to kind of take contact with maybe a researcher that you're interested in, and you will create new networks.
Exactly. So, I was saying it sounds like a fantastic networking opportunity for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And I'm also wondering about on the staff side, the researcher side, and the municipality side as well. How are people getting involved there?
So it's the same process that people contact us with an idea. And they kind of, as Johanna said, they need to have an idea about what type of event they want to have, what type of topic and things like that. And then we help out with coordinating things like venues, or maybe if someone says, oh, I want to panel discussion on this topic, but we would really love for someone from the municipality to be a part of it also, then we can help out with that contact.
So. Nice. And I'm wondering, we've already talked about it a little bit, but what are some of the positive outcomes of Sustainability Week?
Some of our goals with the Sustainability Week is to reach out with what is happening at the university and to share the knowledge that's in here. I would say that the outcome is that we see more and more interest in the week and in sustainability questions in general. So we see more participants at events. So that's a great outcome, to just like see a rise in interest from the general public, but also within the university and the municipality, people who work here and the students. And some other outcomes would be the collaboration side, because we see that new networks are created. Yeah, during the Sustainability Week, you meet a lot of people. And also from the university side, the researchers and the students, they meet the general public, they meet people from corporations and organizations. And that meeting is also very important. So it's just not like a one-way communication. It is a meeting place, and we see that outcome from the previous weeks. That's been
fantastic. Yeah. And I'm curious now, actually, as to involvement from like the private sector as well. Are there many like people from representing the private sector at Sustainability Week?
So all the events are organized by employees and students at the university and municipality. Mm-hmm. But of course, there are a lot of research projects and so on connected to private sector. So in many times they invite people from the private sector if they have maybe a collaboration from before. So in a lot of the lectures and the panel discussions, there are also people from the private sector who gives their perspective. But the events in general are organized by the university and the municipality.
Fantastic. And I'm curious to hear if you have any advice for future students who are listening to this pod who might want to get involved with Sustainability Week in the future.
Definitely. Like, overall, I would say you won't miss the program, if we say so. So as soon as you see the program being published, have a look at the program and see what you're interested in. Talk to your friends and just join the events you're interested in, because the good thing is that everything is for free and it's available for anyone. So you can just participate. And if you feel like none of your friends is interested in one of the events, but you're really curious about it, just go there and go to the event there. You will meet like-minded people there. So yeah, just go there and enjoy yourself and learn and expand your network, and you will have a lot of fun, I think.
Fantastic. And could even be a good idea to join, if you're doing a two-year master, for example, to come along for the first year and take a look and then get some inspiration to get involved the second year, or just get involved straight away in the first year.
Absolutely. Definitely, definitely. I think in Lund, like, sustainability is around in Lund everywhere, if I say so. Maybe I'm in a sustainability bubble because I study sustainability, but I think you can find it anywhere. There are a lot of programs that are actually study sustainability as mine, or a lot of other programs, also technical programs or different ones. And even though if you don't study a program with a clear connection to sustainability, I think you can get, or you can organize yourself and meet like-minded people in a lot of organizations. If you're interested in circularity or in consulting or in many, many different sustainability dimensions, there are organizations where you can meet other people and organize yourself. And also there are other resources if you're interested in writing your thesis connected to a sustainability topic. There are resources that help you to reach out to businesses and companies as well. So it's definitely, there's sustainability everywhere in Lund. There are a lot of student organizations that work with sustainability, and definitely as soon as you come here or even before, have a look at what you're interested in, and you will find interesting organizations, I think, that you can work with and work on your visions and future ideas and influence Lund, definitely.
Fantastic. Anything else to add there?
I want to say, just connected to that, that there's a lot of sustainability on the at the university. That this year we have seen that all the faculties are involved during the Sustainability Week, which is very exciting. So both like the Faculty of Medicine and the Faculty of Fine and Performing Arts.
And even medicine, no?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's very exciting to see that range. And it also shows that these topics, they are in everything.
Cool. And I'm curious to know if either of the two of you will be hosting any events.
No.
Okay.
We will not have time to do that.
Coordinating behind the scenes. Running around making sure that everything's operating smoothly.
Exactly. Yeah. And enjoying the events. I think that's, because unfortunately we won't really have time to plan events beforehand, but that's the luxury of this job, that during the Sustainability Week, that our job is to go to the events. So it's very exciting.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds like a festival of sustainability.
Definitely. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And will the events be spread out across the university?
Yeah, so the events we have some places in Lund where there will be a bit more happening, at Stadshallen in the center of Lund, a big like city hall type of building, and also at the botanical garden there will be some guided tours and things like that.
I can recommend taking that tour if you haven't seen the botanical gardens already.
So beautiful. Yeah. And also at some university buildings, and of course some municipality buildings. So it's quite spread out in the city.
And was there anything else you'd like to add about Sustainability Week that we haven't talked about so far?
I would say if you are already in Lund and listening to this, take the opportunity and join any event you're interested in. I think there's a lot of things that you can explore that you're interested in, and just take the opportunity. And it's, as we said before, it's for free. Just give it a chance. And if you're thinking about studying in Lund in future, I think the Sustainability Week is also a good way for you to get to know your faculty and your department. because as Stina already mentioned, all faculties are involved in the Sustainability Week. So you can check out how your department is organizing during this Sustainability Week. And I think it's just adding to your interest in the end.
We're looking forward to seeing you all, future students and listeners who are in Lund right now. Welcome to the Sustainability Week.
Perfect. Well, for those of you listening who are curious about Sustainability Week, you can also go online, see the full schedule of events there. So we encourage everyone to do that. And we hope that everyone really enjoys Sustainability Week. So thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lund University International Podcast. If you're interested in learning more about Lund University, you can go to our website, lunduniversity.lu.se. You can also follow us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and X, and you can chat with current students on UniBuddy. Don't forget to subscribe, and we look forward to bringing you a new episode very soon.